This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Your old identity is trying to keep you stuck in the past. It is creating all of these negative circumstances where it's trying to get you to emotionally react from the old identity so that way you stay stuck in the past. What you need to do is focus on your self-concept. Focus on your beliefs. When you do this, you're using the circumstances to your advantage because you're using the circumstances to reaffirm who you are, what your self-concept is, what your manifestations are, and through that process, that's when you're going to get that huge reality shift, that huge quantum leap that everyone wants to experience. The reason why you haven't received your manifestation in your reality yet is because you're not fully committed and because you're overcomplicating what it actually means to manifest. So in this video, I'm going to give you the simple instructions that you need to follow in order to manifest whatever you want to manifest. It's not what you think it is. Okay, a lot of these manifesting coaches and creators will teach you the techniques, but they won't teach you the reason why you're doing these techniques. They won't explain to you what it actually is doing internally that is going to manifest what you want. That's what we're going to talk about, because what actually manifests isn't doing affirmations and visualizations and listening to subliminals. That's not what manifests, babe. What actually manifests is your self-concept. So when you're able to change the way that you view yourself, the way that you view the world, the things that you expect, the way that you perceive success, the way that you perceive challenges, that is going to manifest for you. So the key isn't to just robotically affirm for the purpose of affirming. The key is to actually believe the things that you're saying and use these affirmations and visualizations and all these fun techniques to shift your self-concept so that way your self-concept, your subconscious mind, is manifesting for you. So you have an identity right now. Right now, you have certain beliefs about your world. You have certain beliefs about how others react to you, how lucky you are, how money comes to you, how you spend money, how love comes to you, how difficult or how easy it is to do certain things. You are approaching the world in a certain way with a certain goggles. So imagine if you're wearing like pink sunglasses, you're going to see the world with a shade of pink. So instead of trying to manifest for the things in your external reality to change, you are manifesting for the purpose of changing your glasses, of changing your perception of the world. Because when you change your perception, your reality will change. You will see it differently and different opportunities will start to come. So stop thinking from the old identity. I was actually giving advice to someone the other day and they had told me that they've been manifesting more abundance, but they still had doubts about it. They still had times where they would feel really stressed about money, where they would feel like, oh no, all these terrible things are happening, all these negative circumstances are coming up. When you are still reacting from the old identity, that is still you living in the past. You are not living in your manifestation. You are not truly changing your self-concept. Because if something were to happen, if these negative circumstances were to happen, and you already had the self-concept that you're manifesting, you wouldn't react in that way. You wouldn't react in a way where you would be doubtful and question whether or not your manifestation is working, whether or not manifestation is even real, whether or not you're actually going to get what you want. You wouldn't even be thinking like that, right? You would be thinking, oh, well, that's weird that this happened, but I know I'm getting what I want. I know I always get what I want. So there must be something that I'm not seeing in this situation, because obviously every situation is going to work out in my favor. Think about it like this. If you get your phone, okay, if you get your phone out and you call someone and you're waiting, the phone is ringing and they don't answer the phone. Are you going to sit there and say, oh my God, is my phone broken? Did I call them wrong? Do I not know how to call someone? Am I doing something wrong? What's going on? The world is ending. Should I lose hope for everything? Is this even working? No. You would say, oh, well, it must not be the right timing for them because they didn't answer. I'll just wait and they'll call me back when it's the right time. That's it. You're not going to sit there and stress about every single thing and question whether or not you've done something wrong. You know the science behind it. You know the energy behind it. You understand what manifesting is. You understand how to call someone. You know that if you click call and the phone rings, that the call went through. It just means that the other person wasn't available. Your manifestation is not physically ready to manifest yet. Okay, maybe there's still things that you need to prove to yourself. Because oftentimes when we first start manifesting and changing our self-concept, the old identity is still trying to cling on. It's still not done with us yet. Okay, think about it like your algorithm. When you go on social media and you're constantly looking up the same things over and over again. Let's say you're always looking up celebrity news and influencers and travel tips. And now all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? I hate celebrities. I hate traveling. I just want to learn about food now. All I care about is recipes and cooking. That's all I care about. Yeah, you can say that in the beginning. But until you've built up the new algorithm and you've established that new frequency, your social media is still going to show you celebrities and travel tips. So just because you've made the decision today that you're going to change and that you're becoming someone else and you're changing your identity, it doesn't mean that the world and the external reality is just going to be like, okay, like I won't show you any more travel tips then. No, it's going to take some time of you looking up the new thing and standing by the new beliefs and the new desires and ignoring that old stuff that you said you're no longer interested in. The more that you continue this behavior, the less and less you're going to get tested. So a lot of people think that, oh, the universe is testing me, all these bad things are happening. The universe isn't really testing you. The universe does not care what you're doing. Okay, the universe is not sitting here concerned with, are they doing the right thing? I need to make sure that they earn it. No. It's not the universe, it's your old identity. It's your default frequency. It's your personal algorithm. It's not an emotional thing, okay? It's what you have been accustomed to thinking, doing, feeling, the way that you act, the way that you interpret things. This is programming that has been years in the making. This is not something that happened overnight. So how can you expect that it's gonna change overnight? Lucky for you, when we're intentional about our beliefs, when we're intentional about our perceptions and our moods and our thoughts, it is a lot faster to change than it is to stay the same. So if we had taken 10 years to build up these beliefs, we could change these beliefs within 30 days. So it just because you've been raised a certain way and you've had these beliefs all your life, it's not going to take you the same amount of time to change them. Because when we're aware of something and when we put our energy towards something, things happen way faster. So don't feel hopeless and think, oh my gosh, I've been feeling this way my whole life. It's going to take forever to not feel this way anymore. That is not the case. In the beginning, it's going to feel like it's not working. It's going to feel like you're lying to yourself. But the more you do it, the more it's actually going to penetrate and your default frequency is going to change. Your algorithm, your mental, emotional, spiritual algorithm is going to adapt to the new inputs that you're putting in. But if you keep on reacting to the old stuff, to the old reality, from the old identity, then you're just making it stronger. So when this person reached out to me for advice and she was like, hey, like all these bad things are happening, I'm having a hard time staying positive. You don't have to stay positive. You don't have to be in a good mood all the time, but you need to be reacting to these things from the new identity, not from the old identity of, oh, everything goes wrong. I'm so unlucky. I have a hard time with finances. No, you're not thinking in this way. You're thinking, wow, I'm so abundant. I have everything I need. Everything works out for me. So if you still have the same negative situation and you still react negatively, it can still be two completely different frequencies. You don't have to be in a good mood all the time in order to manifest, but you have to be reacting from the different mind. You have to be reacting not from what you're seeing outside, but from what you see inside. So I love this phrase, I've heard it before. It's don't react from your eyesight, react from your mind sight. You're truly not looking at things from the old identity, from what's realistic. You're looking at things from potential, from a spiritual perspective. You're zooming out, okay? So a lot of the times when we're in survival mode, we're really zoomed in. So every situation is very heavy, it's very serious, it's very life or death feeling. But when you zoom out, things don't matter so much. You start to realize that what you're concerned about now, it's not going to be an issue in a month from now. It's not going to be an issue a year from now. So why don't you mentally go to that place now, and you will find that that reality will actually manifest for you in your present moment. But if you're constantly just zoomed into every situation and reacting negatively from the old state to every single situation, you're going to stay in that old state. You're never going to get out of survival mode. You're never going to get what you want. You're never going to be able to actually feel differently. You're always going to be manifesting, healing, changing. You're never going to just be healed and have your manifestation and be happy and be satisfied. In order to have these things, you have to become these things. Okay, in the world of manifesting, there's not really an in-between. There's either you have it or you don't have it. You are this person or you're not this person. You feel in this way or you don't feel in this way. There's no like in-between. Oh, I feel like the new person, but I'm still reacting to the old identity. Like, no. So with every step that you take, with every circumstance that happens, it's giving you an opportunity to affirm who you actually are. So when you are manifesting, when you're changing your self-concept, things are going to start happening to you. And a lot of the times they're going to be challenging things, because remember, when you're changing the algorithm of your mind, of your reality, the old algorithm is still there and it's still very strong. So as you start to look up these new things and putting the new inputs into your mind, into your reality, the old reality is still going to be like, hey, remember me? Remember me? Remember how you like this? Remember how when this happens, you react negatively? Remember how like all these bad things happen to you? And then when these things happen, you have two options. Okay, so you can either say, yeah, I remember, that sucks. Or you can say, no, that's not me. That was a past life. That's someone else. That's not me anymore. I don't react in this way. This isn't happening to me. It's not happening to me. And then from there, you've actually taken another step towards actually changing your self-concept. Because when these things happen, if you react from the new identity and you say, hey, like, this isn't my reality, that's the thing that I think is happening, it's not happening because this is who I am. This is my new self-concept, not that. So I don't know who that's referring to because that's not me. When you react in this way, you're solidifying your new identity. And the more you do this, when these circumstances keep coming up, the easier it's going to be. And the easier that it gets for you, the more you're actually going to shift your default frequency, your default self-concept. So you're going to realize that over time, it's going to feel like you're doing a lot, like you're having to put in a lot of mental energy to constantly reprogram, until one day it's not anymore. Until one day you just automatically feel in this way. And that's when you're going to start receiving these new blessings into your life. You're going to start seeing all these new opportunities coming in, because at this point, you don't care anymore. You've already trained yourself to ignore circumstances and follow your true beliefs, your true identity, what you've decided for yourself. And so now the external reality doesn't really matter anymore. You don't need circumstances to validate who you are because you already know who you are. You already believe it to your core. And when you feel this way, when you no longer seek external validation, that's when you're actually going to receive it. Okay? I don't know if you've ever seen this in like movies or you've experienced it in your real life, but it's funny because this will show up in relationships a lot, and it'll be really obvious because you'll realize like when you care so much and when you are so obsessed with the other person liking you, it's almost like you're pushing them away. But then when you stop caring and you distance yourself and you focus on yourself, then the ex-boyfriend comes running back like, hey, like, I missed you. I've been thinking about you, right? It always happens. Why do you think that is? Because when we're so obsessed with getting that external validation and we're not validating ourselves, it's not gonna happen. These things are repelled by us. Because remember, you're not manifesting a specific thing or outcome. You are manifesting becoming the person to where these things come naturally. Okay, that is the most effortless way to manifest, is by changing your self-concept and actually believing you are who you want to be. So this is where the practical advice is going to come in. When you're changing your self-concept, I want you to have a piece of paper or go on the notes on your phone and write out your self-concept. Write out who you are, the things that you have, your new reality. And every single day, multiple times a day, as many times as you can remember, remind yourself of this self-concept. This list that you have, by writing it down, that's not what's manifesting, okay? As I told you before, affirmations, manifesting techniques, they don't actually manifest. They change your perception, and therefore your new self-concept is going to manifest. But the techniques, writing things down 3 times, 10 times a day, like, that's not what's going to manifest. It's the fact that you're writing it down and it's penetrating your mind and you are now believing these things to be true. That is what's manifesting. Your subconscious mind is what's going to manifest for you and bring you these opportunities into your conscious reality. It's not the piece of paper that you're writing it on. Okay, there's no magical power on pens and paper, on your phone, on meditations, on music, on anything. All the power lies in how these things make us feel, and how these things make us change and shift within ourselves. That is where the power is. The power is within you. So if you're experiencing negative circumstances, it's a good thing, because this means that you're actually inputting something different into your algorithm, into your reality, into your self-concept. When you're putting in a new input, that is when your reality starts to feel a little bit shaky. It starts to feel like, wait, what's going on? I'm trying to believe these things, but then these things are happening. It's not aligned with what I'm saying, with what I'm affirming. What's going on? That is a good thing. That means that what you're doing is actually working. It's shaking things up a little bit. And that is why your old frequency is trying to continuously remind you of your old reality, because it wants to stay there. It wants to stay active. But the more and more that you continue on this process and overcome these circumstances, use the circumstances, right? Because the more you use them, the more you're going to actually change and shift and feel way different than you're feeling now. So the circumstances happening that are negative and bringing you down and making you feel like you're questioning whether or not manifesting is working for you, use that to your advantage. Use that as a tool to reaffirm your new self-concept. The more you do it, the easier it gets.